When was the last time you refreshed your bedding? Sleep cooler with Avocado's naturally breathable, certified organic sheets. Choose from GOTS-certified organic cotton, linen, or hemp, all made-safe certified to the highest standards of non-toxic safety, delivering the ultimate in luxury, sustainability, and style, and a deeper, more restorative sleep. Join Avocado's mission to be one of the world's most sustainable brands at avocadomattress.com.
6 months from now, you could be running a 5K, booking that dream trip, or seeing thicker, fuller hair every time you look in the mirror. Through Hers, you can get dermatologist-trusted, clinically proven prescriptions with ingredients that go beyond what over-the-counter products offer. Whether you prefer oral or topical treatments, Hers has you covered. Getting started is simple. Just fill out an intake form online, and a licensed provider will recommend a customized plan just for you. The best part? Everything is 100% online. If prescribed, your treatment ships right to your door. No pharmacy trips, no waiting rooms, and no insurance headaches. Plus, treatments start at just $35 a month. Start your initial free online visit today at forhers.com/talk. That's forhers.com/talk. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Price varies both on product and subscription plan. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Welcome back in, hour two of the show, sponsored by Midwest Bank, member
FDIC.
Locations in South Lincoln at 27th and Jamie Lane, and also at 70th and Pioneers. Bill, what is going on with Shin Daddy and Creighton today?
Oh, now, Sip, a question quick. Hey, Sip.
What?
Are you available for a question?
I am.
Are you picking up what I'm putting down? Are you picking up what I'm putting down? That's what Schindler's got going today. Are you picking up what I'm putting down? He has got a plethora of used vacuums that he's brought in. He has a plethora of used vacuums, and he brought an electrical bank. So when you come in, everyone gets a free use, and you get to try them out.
You're kidding.
Oh, yeah. He's got 28 Hoovers.
He's giving away
Hoovers. He's got your Hoovers, Eurekas.
I'm going
He's
up.
Got them all. He's got 144 of them, and you come in today till they're gone. Everyone who does business, any business, comes in like that, gets a free used vacuum. Because you know what?
You can try them out.
Are you picking up what I'm putting down? Well, you got to try them out. So he has dust and stuff on the floor. So you get to go try them out. Give me that 86 Hoover right there.
Sprinkle some dust down.
Give it a shot. Yeah.
He's got a canister of dust.
It's canister of dust to put down. Imagine the noise, eight of them going at once.
How are you plugging them all in?
I tell you, he's bought an electrician. He's got a bank. He's got a big bank of plugins.
He's set got up it right all there.
He's got it all. Yes.
Power strips.
There's power strips everywhere.
Just when I think he can't come up with better ideas, he tops them. Yeah,
picking that up what I'm putting down.
And that is that's a nice gesture.
Yeah, imagine also just going, like you said, you're just going to move some money from checking to savings and whatever. And then, I got a nice little Eureka here. This is nice. Yeah.
Hey, while you're here.
While you're here, take this thing. They got it all.
We're happy to give this to you. Yeah,
so he's got 144. First 144 in the door, and it starts at 844 with a canister of dust, and check them out.
Midwest Bank is the bank.
That is the bank.
Mm-hmm.
That's what's going on today. Proceed.
Picking up what I'm putting down? I am.
I love when someone said that to me back in the day. Are you picking up what I'm putting down?
Nobody ever said that to me.
No one?
But I remember.
Yeah.
Chubby Rhino.
I can't think of the scenario where they would.
Chubby Rhino asks on the text line, I'm looking for a plastic dust buster, handheld preferably. Any of those available?
There are some handhelds. He has brought in some handhelds. Yes.
I was doing a dust buster.
Hold it. Just so you know. If you're walking down the street and you go like this to somebody, they're not going to be, hey, is that a dust buster? They're not going to be like, they're going to fist bump you. They're not going to go, hey, nice dust buster.
Sip puts out his hand in the vicinity.
Like this, and he goes, how is this a dust buster? Tell me this.
There was no movement.
There's no movement.
It was like, yeah, he's bringing them.
That's a dust buster?
Hey, give me some. He's bringing dust busters.
I'll say that to I'll tell hey, Laura, I'm doing something out.
Give me a fist bump.
I'm doing Laura. We're outside working in the truck. Hey, Laura. What is that? Dustbuster. It's day one. What was that? It's a dustbuster.
Wait a minute.
You went like this. You went like this to me.
Have you guys ever fist bumped while on air in the middle of a conversation like that?
Oh yeah, we fist bumped.
Okay, you guys fist bumped off.
Yeah, something comes up. Usually, and then we blow it up too. We blow it up.
I feel like the blowing up part has kind of gone away.
But your hand wasn't moving. It was just like this. I look over and you're like this, and you're looking at me. And like that, so I'm like, all right.
He's just waiting.
All right.
Just holding the dustbuster.
So anyway, so who texts that?
Chubby Rhino.
Have Chubby Rhino, when he comes, and just give the signal. I guess that'll alert Shin Daddy what he's looking for. Yeah. They're over on a bench. He's got him on a bench.
He's got okay.
Yeah.
God, that's the
that was incredible. Oh man,
the service that he's providing is incredible.
Oh, all right. There you go. Midwest Bank. Once again, locations in South Lincoln, 27th and Jamie Lane, and also 70 of the Pioneers. I got to say, the best part, I think it was better that you actually still gave him the fist bump.
Yeah.
You didn't leave him hanging.
Didn't leave him hanging.
Because you knew it wasn't a dustbuster. Yeah, it was a fist bump.
If you had been going like this, I wouldn't have been swinging at your hand.
Give me that knuckles.
But when you go like this to me, I'm like, that's the signal.
It's really random.
That is the universal signal. You see anybody and someone goes like this to you, the signal is to fist bump. Today when I'm working out with my people, I won't go like this to somebody and they go, "Hey, dustbuster."
I get
I have a dustbuster too.
Just the word dustbuster does not get used often.
I feel like they've gone away.
No, yeah.
You don't see them.
Yeah.
You don't see them.
It used to be something I was very, very fan of.
Could you get one at Menards right
yes,
now?
Yes, you could.
What are they running for right now? Brand new.
Brand new one. I'm gonna say they're about 49.
Okay. Hold on. Let's find this out real quick.
Convenient. I have a $50 gift card at Menards.
There you go.
Oh my gosh, you can get one on Amazon for $22. But do you guys use Amazon? I feel like you're in-person shoppers.
No, we Amazon.
Okay.
I don't Amazon. We Amazon. And also, I expect things to be there within the hour. Hey, can you order that? And then like 10 minutes later, I'll ask, is it here? They're like, no, it doesn't show up like that. There's not a guy driving.
Has it shipped yet?
I think there's a guy in a truck driving around our neighborhood with just full of stuff that I might want. And so when my wife sends it in, it's like, oh, hang on. I'll buzz over a couple blocks over.
Bill, Swim will appreciate this story. Remember when we went to Ireland, you had to get a prong for the...
Yes, the outlets.
The outlets.
Yes.
And I was driving around looking for a prong. I went to Best Buy. Yeah. They said, no, we're out because probably Nebraska fans bought them all. Then I went to Target. No, we don't have them. I called Trix. Yeah. I said, Target suggests I drive to Sewer. and she said, no. I'll get one off Amazon. It'll be here tomorrow.
You're going to drive to Sewer.
It's hard being our age.
It is.
It's hard being our age.
The number of times I'm going like
that. I was fine with it, too. Yeah. I was going to go to
Sewer. Yeah. The number of times.
You could have made a day trip out of it.
I'm thinking, like, okay, can go here. Get the number of times that I catch myself, I go, hey, real quick, could you get that on? And she's like, yeah, hang on. And generally, cheaper also. Yeah.
Yes.
100.
I just bought an entertainment center off of Amazon.
Did you really?
But I did, and it worked out. It turned out perfect.
How much did you pay?
Like $150. It worked out really. It worked really well. I mean, I had to assemble it and everything.
With an Allen wrench?
I did not assemble it with an Allen wrench.
Ellie helped you assemble.
I put it together with a screwdriver.
Ellie can do everything.
Yep. But once again, so...
Ellie's coming in.
This is change. This is change. Yes. Hello, Ellie.
I only have like two more days on early break, so I'm going to come in and say my thing. If you need me to build anything, I built a table 2 days ago. I told you I ordered you that did. Table.
Yep.
Built it. I built a dresser. I built a vanity. I built a bookshelf.
Do you follow the directions?
She can read instructions.
All the directions.
A lot of Allen wrenches, wasn't there?
A lot of Allen wrenches. Got blisters. Look at my blisters.
See?
Called a dude? Yeah. I am the dude.
Hey, Dustbuster.
Dustbuster! That's awesome. That's incredible. Thank you, Ellie.
Call me.
Congratulations on building your table.
Thank you.
Great job, Ellie. She just walked in here. Does she do that when Jake's here?
She can do whatever she wants. She's Ellie.
That was aggressive.
Do whatever she wants. It's very aggressive.
That's aggressive, Ellie.
Freak anyway, me out a little bit. Just grab the mic.
You can get a Dustbuster.
Like Stevie Nicks.
You can get a Dustbuster at Target for $49.99, Black & Decker brand.
Thank you.
So there you have it. If you're looking for a Dustbuster today.
Okay. The Decker.
Anyway, guys, let's get to this real quickly.
Yeah.
Ari Wasserman of On3.
Yes.
He named the 2025 season the year of the quarterback. We know a couple of the notable names, obviously.
A healthy life starts with great sleep. Wake refreshed with Avocado's GOTS certified organic green mattress, delivering breathable, back-loving support, natural materials from Avocado's own sustainable wool and latex farms, easy financing, a one-year sleep trial, and deep, restorative slumbers. Organic sleep awaits at avocadomattress.com.
What's standing between you and your first sale on Shopify? Time, expertise, resources? What if you could multiply all three? Product descriptions? Done. Store insights? Delivered. 2 a.m. customer questions? Handled instantly. Entrepreneurs on Shopify are reaching their first sale faster with AI that works with you. Go to shopify.com/firstsale to see how entrepreneurs use AI to grow their businesses faster. That's shopify.com/firstsale.
6 months from now, you could be running a 5K, booking that dream trip, or seeing thicker, fuller hair every time you look in the mirror. Through Hers, you can get dermatologist-trusted, clinically proven prescriptions with ingredients that go beyond what over-the-counter products offer. Whether you prefer oral or topical treatments, Hers has you covered. Getting started is simple. Just fill out an intake form online, and a licensed provider will recommend a customized plan just for you. The best part? Everything is 100% online. If prescribed, your treatment ships right to your door. No pharmacy trips, no waiting rooms, and no insurance headaches. Plus, treatments start at just $35 a month. Start your initial free online visit today at forhers.com/talk. That's forhers.com/talk. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
The Arch Mannings.
Would be interested in
the Arch Mannings of the world, the Drew Allers, right? Nico Iamaliava with
Clay
his.
Cade Klubnik.
Yep, Cade Klubnik, who had a really nice year last year.
Here, I'll break it down.
Go ahead. Yep, do it in tears,
Bill would be
please.
Somewhat interested in this, I think. Yeah, Ari Wasserman's a columnist, a national columnist for On3.
Cut!
Thank you. And he went through, he titled this column, Why 2025 Will Be the Year of the Quarterback in College Football. So he said the favorites, Arch Manning. Yes. Cade Klubnik, former five-star prospect. Yes. Drew Aller. We cover him all the time. Garrett Nussmeier.
I love Nussmeier.
I know you do.
Love Nussmeier.
I know you do. This
from
is
Flower
what,
Mound.
This is what Ari writes. He doesn't get spoken about Nussmeier about at the same rate as players listed above because LSU underperformed last year. But Nussmeier has one of the best arms in the sport. Okay, then he goes to the young guns. The young guns is where I thought he might put Raiola. He didn't. He put DJ Lagway. Florida, who did not have eye-popping statistics, by the way. 12 touchdowns, 9 picks. Quarterback rating was good, though. And then Lenoris Sellers, who you really like, too.
Both of those guys also have foot power.
Yes.
They have
a separator, you're right.
Escapability and designed run ability.
Especially Sellers.
Yes.
Especially Sellers. So that's a
separator.
Probably
to the point where it's a little bit too much. I mean, he's more known for that than he is because you still want to be known for accuracy and being able to ability to move in the pocket and throw the ball is still the number one thing with the ability to escape.
I thought that he might slip Dylan into the young guns, but to be fair, if you look at the quarterback rating for both DJ Lagway and Lenoris Sellers, it's way higher. I mean, they're in the 150s and Dylan was in the 60s.
And I'm sorry, go ahead.
Then he had the intriguing transfers. Another guy that Bill loves, John Mateer.
Love Mateer.
Oklahoma.
Oklahoma's going to be a breakout year.
I
agree.
We'll see on
I'm
that.
I'm going with that. Their schedule's tough.
Mm-hmm.
Schedule's tough.
It's a big year for Brent Venables, too, though.
Intriguing transfers.
Big year for Sharon Moore playing down there because they're going to. I bust up laughing last night when just said, we're going to Cracker Barrel. My whole family's there.
We got plans.
Can't miss that game.
We don't have to rush. I got 2 weeks off.
Yes. He can stay after the Oklahoma game. He can stay in Norman for the week.
He's getting chicken dumplings. Chicken dumplings. I love those chicken dumplings, by the way.
Can you imagine if he just stayed there with Venerables for the week, just kind of hung out?
He was Oklahoma's liaison. Did 2 weeks.
Yeah, he's not suspended from Oklahoma, so he could just stay there with those guys and say, hey, hey, what did you guys learn from us? What did we learn from you?
Why is Jerome Moore in Loves again?
Well, after the game, he was done for 2 weeks.
Yeah. Jerome Moore just hanging out at Loves. Devon Dampier. Do you even know who that is, by the way? He's at his former school of yours.
What's that? Well, Dampier transferred from New Mexico to Utah.
You got it.
Yeah, love him. Absolutely love him.
Jackson Arnold, intriguing transfer. Darian Mensah. A guy we never talk about who could explode this year at Duke. Mm-hmm. Carson Beck, Miami.
Mensah was
Tulane.
He was the one that it was like a classic would be if he was still available, he'd be the quarterback at Tennessee right now.
That's right.
He could explode. Duke wasn't bad last year, and they could get really good. Carson Beck, Miami, under the radar. Caden Salter at Colorado. The unknowns, Julian Sain, Dante Moore, C.J. Carr, Bryce Underwood. The underrated ones. I thought maybe Dylan could make it in the underrated ones. Sam Levitt. Luke Altmyer.
Those are two. You just named off two quarterbacks. There's a lot of teams would love to have.
I mean, the underrated ones.
Yes.
Sam Levitt, Luke Altmyer. Okay. Swim. Do you know where Sawyer Robertson plays?
Oh, ooh, you know what? I don't know.
I don't know either.
Tell us.
Underrated, apparently, because we don't even. Yeah. I didn't know. I'm not going to pretend I knew either. I went before I read this. He plays at Baylor.
Okay.
In fact,
for me, because I follow Baylor very close, didn't know that.
He said. He did say you don't hear his name come up nearly enough, but he led Baylor's turnaround in the back half of last season and. And this hit, these kind of sentences hit me hard. And maybe the reason Dave Aranda still has a job.
Oh, they had, remember when they lost that crazy game to Colorado that they had won on the Hail Mary sent it to overtime. Mm-hmm. Then they were going to go into score and they fumbled and the ball got kicked out and the game over. That flight home was one of those, might be one of our last flights as a staff. And then they turned it.
Kevin Jennings.
Yep, at SMU.
Underrated.
Agreed.
Jake Retzlaff, BYU.
Mm-hmm. 100%. I think BYU was, they were really good last year, and they're still really good.
They should be pretty good. Anyway, I thought Dylan might make this. Ari's not a big fan of Dylan.
No.
He's not. He has said he doesn't know how much better he can get.
Yeah.
Now, I don't agree. I just happen to.
I would disagree with that, but when. I'm sure what he did, it's like anything else. Like when you start talking about, okay, one of the things that was always odd to me that there'd be safeties sometimes would get all conference honors or something because they had, 11 interceptions. They were not the best safeties. They weren't even close. And they had some balls just thrown to them. You know, all tip balls, this, that. I never once looked at someone off of that. So.
But you say Bullocks was great.
What's that? Bullocks was. He's a second-round draft pick. There's a difference of that. But I'm saying I've seen it before. Not remotely with Bullocks. But my point of it is that I'm sure what he did was he said, I'm just going to look at their ratings. And like you said, when you have numbers that are in the 150s, and what was
Dylan's in the 60s.
60s. So right away, that's just going to make because if you go the other way and you go out on a limb. And somebody will beat you up with like, hang on, this guy is this. And because, so it just allows you as a writer, right? It just gives you a kind of a simple way to look at it.
I was telling Sip yesterday, remember, so with DJ Lagway specifically, he didn't start the year last year as the starter. Graham Mertz did. And Graham Mertz had a really, really strong 2023. He had 20 touchdowns and 3 interceptions through the air. Graham Mertz did in 2023. Had a really nice year. And he ends up starting as the starting quarterback. DJ Lagway was able to play in the Sanford game, but it wasn't because of Graham Mertz's injury. After the Tennessee game, which was 5 games into the Florida schedule, that is when DJ Lagway fully took over because Graham Mertz got hurt and was out for the rest of the year. So there were some things there that played a part into the statistics. So really through 7 games, 7 full games, that was DJ Lagway statistics.
So Lagway obviously is good. Dylan is under the radar, which is fine. I mean, that's,
yeah,
I think
all that stuff works out just fine.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I almost like it. He's under the radar. I think he'll, I do think the numbers will improve dramatically,
He's going to
get
so
protection.
Too.
He's going, I think the line's good and he's got good receivers. So
yeah. I think there's a common belief that the wide receiver room is going to be the most improved this year.
I think so.
This year.
The most improved unit?
Yeah, as a
Nebraska?
Whole. As a whole. I think there's a common belief. I don't know, maybe I'm out of left field on that one.
No, you're not. In fact, I answered a question on our chat yesterday.
Live chat.
That was just that. What do you think the most improved position group will be? And I said receiver.
Yeah, I would agree
so
with that
I was
that
glad
one.
You said that, Swim.
Bill's Thrills and the Game Show comes up next on Early Break on the Ticket.
If you're a lineman in charge of keeping the lights on, Granger understands that you go to great lengths, and sometimes heights, to ensure the power is always flowing. Which is why you can count on Granger for professional-grade products and next-day delivery, so you have everything you need to get the job done. Call 1-800-GRANGER, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Breaking news coming in from Bet365, and it's no surprise. Same game parlay from Bet365 just keeps getting better.
Well, it's even easier to make a bet. Choose from the most popular markets, like hits, run line, totals, and home runs. So many to choose from.
Download the app, start building your bet, and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.